My name is John Erling. Today's date is August 8th, 2012. Bill, if you'll state your full name, your date of birth, your present age, and where you were born.
William Reed Pogue, born on January 23rd of 1930. Present age is 82. I was born in Okemah, Oklahoma. The family didn't live in Okemah. My parents taught in a country school where there was no medical assistance, so I used to get calls from my parents on my birthday, and they would review this great adventure they had because there was 3 feet of snow on the ground. So Dad tried to use Chevrolet to travel to Okemah, and he had to give it up. He had to borrow a wagon and a team of mules to take my mother to Okemah to the doctor because she was in labor. Anyway, it took like 8 hours. You've ridden in a wagon.
Yes, I have. I can't imagine.
Oh, boy. You know, that's tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, they made it. I was born about 8 hours after they got to my cousin's house. He lived there.
That's where you were born.
That's right.
In Okemah.
Correct.
Then your home, actually.
It was a rural community, is what it was. It wasn't a town. Of course, I don't remember anything about that. But Dad got another school. He was hired as a principal for a place that is close to Depew, Oklahoma. That's where we went to get groceries and so forth.
Yeah.
But we lived out. It was really in the boonies. It was back during the time when they were doing a lot of oil exploration. I don't remember, but my parents had told me about it. One of the wells caught fire, and it was roaring all night long. So finally, when it stopped, everybody woke up because they got used to the noise.
Also, the question I'd like to ask is, where are we recording this interview?
We're in Bella Vista, Arkansas. My wife, Jean, and I had a place out in Madison County, which is about 40 miles to the east of here. And finally, we moved into Bella Vista. This is a very nice community, very quiet.
Your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born, where she grew up.
Her name was Margaret Frances McDowell, M-C-D-O-W. She was born in Stigler, Oklahoma. She grew up in Stigler. She went to Oklahoma A&M, and my dad did too. They were both school teachers.
What was her personality like?
She was very peaceful, a very quiet person, very loving. I had a very healthy home life.
And then your father's name and where he grew up.
Alex Wallace Pogue. The first few years they lived in Arkansas, south of Fort Smith. This was back during the Depression, and the life was not so bad, really. We lived out in the country. Everybody had plenty of food stuff because they raised their own food. Dad would take me out when they were making sorghum, molasses. He just wanted me to get a sort of an education as to what life was like then. It was a good life. The only thing that I could think of that was subpar was medical assistance. Most people just didn't go to doctors very much, you know. But they worked hard, and so they were usually in good physical condition.
Both your parents were teachers.
Yes. Now, my mother stopped teaching after about 4 or 5 years.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had 2 brothers and 2 sisters. One of them passed away several months ago, and that was my older sister. I have a younger sister and 2 brothers that live in the Tulsa area.
Your education, first school you attended?
It was at Shady Glen.
Where is that?
Nowhere. My mom just hated it. She called it living in the sticks. All the natural sounds, the birds and the coyotes barking and all that yipping. We lived there for 2 years. And I went to first grade there. But I thought it was a nice place.
Shady Glen, though, where is it?
It's, I would say, about 4 or 5 miles south of Depew.
Okay. You started first grade at a pretty early age.
5.
5 years old.
Yeah.
Was that ahead of schedule?
It was a necessity. Mother was teaching. It wasn't until the following year that an uncle came and stayed with us and could take care of the kids. But primarily, I started school because she was my sitter, so to speak.
Yeah. Was she ever your teacher?
Yes.
So what is your remembrance about first grade, second grade? Anything stand out in your mind?
Oh, yes. Mother was kind and loving, but she also was a disciplinarian. She had four grades in one room, and Dad had the other grades. I think he went through the eighth grade, and that was when they had 4 years high school. The drill was that she would start on one side of the room and work with first, second, third, fourth grades. So one day, I was just a little bit boisterous. And so she said, "I want you to go out there and get me some twigs." Well, I thought that would be really neat because it got me out of the classroom. She said, "Bring me two." And I brought her four or five. But what it was a switch. She grabbed me and she set my legs on fire. In retrospect, looking back on it, it got deathly silent in the room.
<I'll bet. laughs>
But I never did that again. She didn't have to do that again.